Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, you are listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Diego Aparicio reporting from the 76th Venice Film Festival on the Venice Lido. I am here today with the Czech representative of the 28-time cinema jury for the Giornate degli Autori, Beata Mrazíková. Hi, Beata.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
How has the Venice experience been for you so far? You seem very excited.
It's been an amazing week or so we've been here. Like, you can't get tired of being here, I think so. It's amazing. The films, the people, the weather, I loved everything.
That's so incredible to hear. I'm happy. So first of all, huge congratulations on being selected to be part of the 28 this year. How have you found the experience of being on a jury, and how did you hear about the program?
I actually can't remember how I've heard about it, because I applied 2 years ago. And then a year ago, I didn't see any advertisement, and then it was too late. So this year, I just like texted my cinema if the applications are on, and they texted me yes. So
that's amazing. And which cinema is that?
It's Kino Světozor in Prague, which is a beautiful cinema with three screening halls. Like one really big one and two smaller ones, and they have an amazing bar with a lot of my friends working there, so you should definitely go and check it out.
Looking forward to it. So another thing I'd like to ask you today is, how have you found the multicultural experience here? I'm aware you're on a jury made up of at least 28 other nationalities, and I think the president is actually Brazilian, so hey, 29 technically. How has that been for you?
It's great. I don't think I've ever met somebody, I don't know, from Poland or from Portugal, so it's really great to see all of those people and to actually meet them, because when I've been to similar programs, a lot of countries didn't have their own participants, but like people from bigger countries were playing that they're from the smaller countries. So this is great that people are actually from like all around Europe.
I imagine it must be very exciting being surrounded by cinephiles and, you know, filmmakers and festival professionals, you know, as part of this jury. What do you think is your biggest strength as a team?
As a team? Probably to come to a conclusion.
That can be tricky with 30 people, can't it? So do you think you generally have similar opinions about the films you've watched?
No, I don't think so. But we can understand why the specific person liked the film. And I also think that's really important too.
It's fantastic. So we're not technically allowed to discuss the films at the Giornate in depth here, but I am very curious to hear if you have any film recommendations from what you've seen at the other sections of the Venice Film Festival.
I think there are some really interesting movies, but I'm like, on some of them I'm still deciding whether I like them or not, but they had a huge impact on me, and one of them is probably Emma by Pablo Larraín. I think I liked it. It's very energetic and very modern, very video-like, which I liked. And there's also the Czech movie in the main competition, but let's not talk about that one.
And what about the three shortlisted films for the Lux Film Prize? What did you think of those?
I think they're all amazing movies, and actually I've seen also a lot of the films from the 10 shortlists, and I think there are some movies that I liked even more than the three ones, but I think like the whole selection is brilliant.
That's fantastic to hear. So I understand that as part of your duty on the 28 Times Cinema program, you're also going to be the Lux Prize ambassador this year for Czech Republic. Do you have any idea how you might want to promote the event in the future?
I'm now in contact with the PR of the cinema, in which the Lux Film Days will be screened, so I hope we'll come up with an amazing event.
I'm sure you will do. I wish you all the best of luck with that. And you actually mentioned before we started the interview that you're studying at FAMU in the Czech Republic. Would you like to tell our listeners more about your studies there and what you're focusing on, perhaps?
I'm studying production in the production department there, so I would like to orient more on the distributors and exhibitors side, which is also possible, and so far I like it there.
That's amazing. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and it's been amazing talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
From the Venice Lido, this is Diego Aparicio, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.